What is the announcement that you've made today?
Well, our announcement is about the partnerships between industry and academia. It is our contribution, and we think we can make a significant contribution, to the fact that Canadian small and medium-sized businesses are not taking advantage of what university research can do for them. It's a fact that 60% of the 100 largest companies in Canada use NSERC collaborations, but only 7% of the smaller companies do. And so we're seeking to fill that gap.
How much money are you putting into this?
We've reallocated funds from our existing budget. I think it's between $4 and $5 million initially this year. And we'll be dependent on budget allocations for future years.
Well, for a company to become involved in one of these partnerships, what do they have to do? What do they have to bring to the table?
Well, I think first they have to, before they even come to the table, they have to either realize or be persuaded that there is an advantage to a research collaboration. I think in the survey that we did with the committee that did a task force study, fully 70% of the small businesses had never heard of NSERC. First is the awareness. The second is to define what their requirements might be in terms of research. And then we would be the bridge builders that would bring them together and work out intellectual property arrangements and all the other details that that have to go with such an arrangement.
Can you give me examples of some successful partnerships?
I can give you examples of some with larger companies. For example, today we heard from Professor Simon Abu-Razak of the University of Alberta, who has, I think he said, 20 industry partners and with his research. His field is construction engineering, finding better ways of building bridges, roads, infrastructure generally. And we were given an example by a steel company today, Wayward Steel, that needed a fast design job done for steel girders for pedestrian overpasses over the Anthony Henday Ring Road. And I was amazed to learn, because we, you know, traditionally we think academics are slow, that within just, I think, 3 weeks, they had a preliminary design in their hands. And that adds velocity to the economy. And in a time of economic difficulty, when you can add velocity to decision-making, particularly in infrastructure decision, that really makes a contribution.
With this emphasis on more collaboration between academia and industry, what are you hoping that this will accomplish in the bigger sense?
Well, in the bigger sense, ultimately the goal is to improve Canada's competitiveness. We invest more in academic-based research per capita than any other country in the G7. On the other hand, we trail very badly in terms of industry-based research. And so we're hoping in a modest way to be able to kickstart that, and we're hoping to double the number of partnerships that exist within the next 5 years.
Thank you very much, Mr. Edwards.
My great pleasure. Thank you.